Our next item is public forum, and I do not have speaker cards for public forum for items which are not on the agenda. All right, so Ms. Abby Taylor, and 3 minutes, please.
My goodness. Hi, Abby Taylor Silva with the Grower Shipper Association of Central California. Well, I wanted to share with you, as we're talking about the drought, some really positive news about the Salinas River. I just wanted to take a few minutes. I know it's not agendized, but I also want to also extend my thanks to Michael Jordan for her service on the regional board, and a very welcome to Kathleen and Karina. So, there, as you know, you had a meeting in March, and we talked extensively about the Salinas River and our interest in doing some work in the river, which had not been done in 8 years. And I just wanted to give you some details about the public-private partnership that occurred and how successful it was. So a little more than a year ago, the Nature Conservancy started meeting with local agricultural leaders and Monterey County Water Resources to discuss a pilot project that focused on a multi-benefit approach to maintaining the Salinas River. Thanks to them, the leadership of some growers and landowners, elected leaders Alejo and Farr, we now have a project in the river. We had maintenance conducted on 11.5 miles. The resulting design in the river mimics the natural braided geomorphology of the river to improve bird habitat diversity and fish passage opportunities. It also reduces flood risk to adjacent farm fields by allowing more water to flow within the ordinary high watermark during larger flows. So what they did is they focused on the secondary channels so that when water flows there, it flows more easily. Core to the collaborative management approach was the organization of adjacent farm parcels into river management units. And for the purposes of the demonstration, two RMUs were created upstream and downstream of the Chular and Gonzales River bridges, and that made up those 11.5 miles. The RMUs were designed to work with a group of landowners who've committed to examine agreed flood risk reduction and other benefits such as recharge within these RMUs. And they worked in these cooperative units because that allowed scientists to evaluate the river as a system and allowed the growers and operators to coordinate their maintenance work. So they would maybe do maintenance for their neighbor instead of their own ground if that made more sense to the system as a whole. Last month, an executive report was issued on the state of the Zone 2C area, which is located in the Monterey County area of the Salinas Valley groundwater basin. And it noted that there's an estimated annual storage loss of 17 to 24,000 acre feet annually. At the same time, the report estimated that we have a significant groundwater reserve in that basin at about 16 million acre feet. And I think that this is really important to note because we also know that Arundo is pervasive in the Salinas River, and that 30 acres of Arundo were cleared just in the mitigation work. That's not even in the channel work. And Arundo annually sucks up 30 to 50,000 acre feet a year. So that's double our loss. So I just want to thank you for certifying the 401 permit so that we could do this pilot project. We're actively working with Ken and other staff to look at our opportunities for 2016, and we're very excited for working on the rest of the river. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So this this concludes our public forum, and what we will do now before taking on the next item, we will take a 15-minute break and reconvene at 11:05, and we are actually making pretty efficient time right now in the schedule that we have developed. So let's take a 15-minute break. Did you have
just
a question, Mr. Young?
How long is staff's presentation with agenda item 9? What's the estimate?
I think it was 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
But we also have the city requested 20, Okay. And Coastkeeper requested 10. So
we have about 45 minutes of presentation.
Yes. Well, then there's, of course, there's board questions.
Well, of course.
And then general comments from the public.
Right, right. Okay. All right.
So let's take our 15-minute break now.
Thank you.